Hey everyone, this is AJ Roberts, HardcoreStrengthCoach.com, and I'm going to do a live webinar here with Jim Smith of the Diesel Crew. Jim just released a brand new program called Accelerated Muscular Development. Before we get into the questions, Jim, why don't you go ahead and let everyone know who you are for those who may be listening that haven't heard of you before.
Sure. Like AJ said, my name is Jim Smith. I'm a strength coach, and I've been training athletes since 2001, athletes and lifters, but primarily all the programming that I've done up until maybe 2-3 years ago was primarily for athletes. So I've been programming more mainstream the last 2-3 years as I started writing for Men's Fitness, and also I became a member of the Elite Fitness Q&A staff with AJ. So, and my programming up until that point was a lot of powerlifting, strongman training, kettlebell stuff, and I've been moving more towards a lot of bodyweight training and a lot more muscle building type programming for general lifters, because that's kind of what they're looking for. But yeah, I've been training myself for upwards almost 20 years, and you know, like I said, if you haven't been to DieselCrew.com, that's kind of where we got our start before 2001, and that was before I became certified through the National Strength Conditioning Association. So that's sort of like a quick background of how I got started. But
great. For those that don't know, I've been friends with Jim for a long time, and he always blows me away with his knowledge. He's one of those trainers that not only is in the gym, training hard, getting results, he's also studying, continuously learning. We always run into each other at different seminars we go to. For anyone who's listening, maybe not be familiar with Jim or myself, you know, basically we care a lot about getting good results out there. And that kind of leads into our question, Jim. What is accelerated muscular development?
Well, besides being a long set of words string together that a lot of people can't spell correctly, I think I should have put a little bit more time into the title. But what I was trying to do is put a description out there that kind of tells exactly what the program is. It's a system that I developed that my main goal was say, hey, I don't want to spend all day in the gym. You know, if I'm a lifter, I want to go in there and I want to build muscle, I want to get stronger. I don't want to spend hours and hours in the gym, which is typically what everyone's doing. I want something that's high impact. I get in, I get out 3 times a week, and that was sort of the underlying principle when I started looking at developing the system. In the program, I do provide 16 weeks worth of workouts. And everyone's asking about that, you know. And that's sort of what all muscle building products, you know, or programs typically give you. Here's 12 weeks, you know, go do these 12 weeks. Good luck, you know. But, you know, what happens when that 12 weeks is over? You know what I mean? Where do you go? You know, you don't really have the knowledge or the informed, you being informed to know, like, where to go after that. So, you know, like AJ said, we're always trying to go to seminars and learn the latest techniques and always try to build upon our knowledge, because if, as a strength coach or a trainer, a personal trainer, I want to be able to give these lifters, you know, the best information out there, and that's my goal. I want to change lives, basically, and, you know, I have to continue to better myself, and that's what I did with this program, is to give you the knowledge that I've learned and lay a foundation so that you understand, well, here's a workout, okay, but what are the important components of the workout? It's not just the exercise that we do. You know, I don't just go in and do a bench press and then do some tricep stuff. You know, there's so many more components to a good strength program than just the primary exercises. And that's typically what you get when you buy a muscle building product. You get the workout, and that's it. So I want to, you know, not only teach everyone who buys the system, you know, why and how muscle are built, but I want to teach them and give them the knowledge so that moving forward after that, 12 weeks of workouts or that 16 weeks of workouts, they can create their own programs and they can make informed decisions dependent upon their own individual needs. Now, just an example, like let's say you walk into, and everyone probably can relate to this, but you walk in and it's bench day, it's upper body day, whatever. And you lay down on the bench, you throw a plate on, you start lifting the weight, okay? And it feels, and you feel kind of creaky, you feel kind of weak, you know? You don't really start hitting your groove until that second or third set, you know? That's when you start feeling, man, you know, my shoulders are starting to warm up, my chest is warmed up, you know, I can really get some good drive on the bench. Well, there's a reason for that, you know? There's a warm-up and there's a progression to what happens during a good workout. You know, you don't just come walking in off the street and start banging out reps on the bench. You know, if there's a specific methodology that you can use to not only warm up for the workout, but get the maximum benefits of the workout. Because by the time you hit the bench press, you should be, you know, have a good sweat going. You should be activated. You should hit your soft tissue stuff. Everything's ready to go. So when you lay down on the bench, you know, you can get, you know, the greatest bench workout you can. Because, like I said, we're not going to spend a lot of time in the gym. We're going to hit it and get out. The workouts... in the package for the program, I provide an upper body workout and a lower body workout where you can actually follow along while I do a workout. And I think the longest one took 35, 40 minutes, and that was only because I was working out with a partner. The workouts typically take right around 30 minutes, and that starts to finish. So that was my main intent, was to provide the knowledge for anyone to write their own program. You know, I don't want them to, you know, just rely on stuff they get out of a magazine or stuff they read in a forum and different things like that. So that's what AMD is and kind of why I wanted to write it.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of people listening might be thinking, you said the workouts take 30 minutes a week, right?
Well,
30 minutes a lot of people, you know, especially with bodybuilding, you know, we get into these long workouts and things like that. Like, how are these workouts different than, say, like what you'd see in a popular magazine that's out there?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, popular magazine, what they're going to do is say, well, 4 sets of 12 of everything, and they're going to start writing to the bench press. Well, if someone is coming in from sitting at the computer all day, or they're working, you know, outside, or they're sitting on the couch playing Xbox, you know, you can't just walk in and just start hitting 4 sets of 12 of everything. So the reason AMD is different is it gives you the way I laid out the system was it gives you modules or components. So you walk in and you do your soft tissue work, okay? Then you go in and you work on your mobility, start opening up those joints, and right before the workout, you start exciting the muscle, okay? You start activating the muscle, you start warming up, and it could be more of a general warm-up, it could be a specific warm-up, and that's before you even touch your primary exercises. So once you hit the stride and you hit your primary exercise, then you get into the supplemental work set, and you end with, you know, if there's anything you need to rehab or if there's anything that you need to work on individually, you can do that. You can do some stretching. But, you know, it's not just the workout. It's a step-by-step from the time you walk into the gym to the time you leave.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cool. Like, I know you've been working on AMD for a long time, and one of your purposes was to make it different. And I think, you know, with each of those components, I think it really to me it really stands out. It stands out. You know, it's not one of these e-books you get that has maybe 20 pages of you know, theory, and then the rest is just pictures and you know, exercise descriptions. You've gone into so much detail, and you there's videos in there, correct, for them to watch the workouts you've done, and you set up a YouTube channel for people who purchase that has, like, you know, you show them the exercises and correct as well, you know, and that is just going above and beyond what anything I've seen out there, and that's one of the reasons I get you on the call and just kind of talk about the program, you know, and hopefully those, you know, listening can get an idea, you know, from the conversation here on how to build their programs too and what they should be adding in. So, you know, what are some of the big differences, like, than the other ebooks out there? I mentioned a few, but I know there's a bunch.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really seen many of the programs out there. Some of the ones I've seen, like I said, are just repeating what you said, you know, maybe 20 pages of theory, and then they get into the workouts. The main AMD manual is right around 200 pages. But the system itself has three manuals. And the three manuals are, well, the way I lay out the system is it's color-coded. Because what I wanted to do was have you hit the ground running. I wanted everything as simple as possible. Now, the components that I was talking about when you walk into the gym, things that we want to do in the specific sequence are we want to work on our soft tissue, okay? If we work on our soft tissue, we're going to have better movement. We're going to have better sensibility. We're going to have better contraction. That means make us stronger.
So you go over the different soft tissue work. I'm assuming foam roll.
Yep.
Yep,
everything. So the first manual in the AMD system is what I call accelerated corrective strategy. And it has three strategies in it. It has the foam roller stuff, which is your soft tissue work. Then it has your mobility stuff. Hey, I want to start opening these joints up. I want to start moving better. I've been sitting at the computer for years, you know, or, you know, I just feel terrible. I feel so stiff. I got to open up. And it has activation. So we have soft tissue, mobility, and activation. Those three things are the lead-in to your workout. Now, that's the yellow manual. ACS is the yellow. So we start our workout with the yellow. Then we move into the main AMD manual. Now, the main AMD manual, the next step in the AMD system is we want to warm up. Now, warm up, like I said, could be a general warm up. It could be a specific warm up. Let's say I'm doing a bench press. The specific warm up for bench press would be light work sets of the bench press, right? Or some dumbbell work. Or it could even be activating or warming up our supportive structures, like our lats and our shoulders and different things like that. So we could have a general warm up or a more specific warm up. Then in the AMD system, and that's the blue, so we go yellow, and then we go blue. In the blue, we go our warm-up, and then we go our primary exercises. These are the compound, multi-joint exercises that we're going to do. And multi-joint basically means, hey, I'm working lots of muscle groups. Okay, that's our biggest impact. That's how we're going to build muscle, because we're working exercises. And remember what I said, we want the highest impact in the shortest amount of time. We're not going to get a high impact from doing tricep kickbacks, but we will get a high impact from doing closed grip bench press. Okay, so we're picking the right exercises to do for our primary workout to get the biggest impact. Then we move into our supplemental work, which is either working that primary muscle group or we're working muscle groups that support that primary. You know, if our main muscle is, you know, our chest, we're going to work on our triceps and our back, you know, different things like that. Okay, so now we've done two of the three main manuals for the AMD system. We've done the yellow, which is the accelerated corrective strategies. We've done the blue, which is the accelerated muscular development, which is our warm-up and our primary exercise and supplemental exercise. Now we go into our core, okay, and that's the red, combat core. A combat core has been out on the market for 2 years, and what I did, I mean, it's been peer-reviewed. I've had, you know, some of the biggest strength coaches and fitness professionals look that over, and they bought it, and, I mean, the feedback has been huge. What I did to that was I even went further and added more exercise in the combat core, because what I wanted to do was break it up into three sections. I said, well, here's our basic core training exercise. Okay, here's our intermediate, and here's our elite. So as you get stronger, you can progress from beginner to elite in those core training exercises. Okay, now, that's our core work. So now we've done, we've introduced and warmed up and activated and soft tissue. We've done our core stuff. And now at the end of the workout, we go right back to accelerated corrective strategies, because we want to use those same exercises that we use to warm up. We want to use those to rehab anything. If we have a shoulder issue or a knee issue or something that's not working, we want to use those same. We want to finish our workout before we leave and spend some extra attention to, you know, getting everything balanced out. So that's that's an overview, and I basically gave away everything for free. But I'm just telling you, the structure is proven. It's scientific. If you go to, you know, I mean, read any of Eric Kress's stuff, Mike Robertson, those guys are amazing. And Mike Robertson, by the way, actually edited the manual. He loves it as well. But those things, those activities are essential before you even hit the ground running with your primary exercise. Nobody does it. So what I want to do is make it as easy as possible. Come in, and in this section of the workout, first thing you do is this. Second thing you do is this. Third thing you do is this. Then you do your workout, and then you end with this. And it's to the point, straightforward. It's very basic, very simple to follow.
Yeah. I mean, you sent me it a while back, and I've gone through it. You know, for me, my training goals, being a powerlifter, you know, a lot of what I do is different. But as far as the warm-up and soft tissue work and all of that stuff I started implementing a long time ago, and this is the way you've laid it out is, you know, I wish I had something like that 2 years ago when I was trying to figure out, you know, which ones, you know, which exercises I need to do, which I can, you know, skip. Because a lot of times when you get a product, you know, they just put 100 exercises in there.
Right.
And tell you kind of, you know, to pick four and then rotate after so many things. So I really like the way it's laid out as, like, you know, do this, 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 and this. And even being advanced, you know, it's a huge, I can see, the huge benefits for it. And, you know, you were talking about, you know, the proven system. And actually, you had a few people doing this program before you launched it. You had that high school wrestler you were telling me about. I think his name was Mike. Why don't you go over what you did with Mike and, you know, just how he transformed, how his body transformed, how his, you know, athletic ability transformed. You know, what were some of the differences? Because, you know, he was an athlete before. You know, looked like he worked out. And then, you know, after, you know, working with you for only, you know, a real short amount of time, you know, it was like, it was amazing, the difference, you know?
Well, obviously, with any younger athlete, you know right away that their nutrition is bad. Okay, they don't get any time to eat. They might eat breakfast, and they don't eat again until lunch. And then they either have – and when I got a hold of Mike, it was right before wrestling season. So I knew that, you know, he'd be doing wrestling right after school. And so the first thing I told him to do is, man, you got to start planning the night before. Okay, so nutrition is the key. And I'm not so great with the nutrition piece. I know that some of the key pieces and what we need to do in nutrition. So what I did was for AMD is I brought in John Alvino. He's a men's fitness expert as well, but he's on the nutrition side. So I had him lay out exactly what to do to figure out what your caloric needs are within AMD. And then what I said, listen, hey, they figure out their caloric needs. I need you to make me some muscle-building meal plan. So we did that as well. So what I did was I if I'm not an expert at something, I go seek out who an expert is in the subject that I need. So I had him build that into the AMD system because I wanted to make sure it was on point. You know, I don't want to go in there and with something subpar and, you know, me to try to struggle through it. He's a guy that does nutrition and programming every day for clients. Okay, so I had him – that's the piece that I had him – come in for, and I had him consult with Mike as well, but Mike needed to eat more, okay, and he wasn't eating enough, so we had to plan the night before. That's the key. If, let's say you have a busy job, you're always on the run and stuff, the only way for you to be successful is, one, to be consistent, and two, to pre-plan. You got to plan the night before, you have to lay everything out, maybe cook everything on Sunday, but if you're consistent, you're going to see huge gains. So we cleaned up Mike's meals, and we made sure that he was filling in the gaps between breakfast and lunch, you know, maybe right around 10 a.m., and then between lunch and his wrestling workout. And then after he got home, you know, him to eat his butt off, you know, because he was weak. I mean, he looked all ripped up initially when I got him, but one, he was weak, and two, his posture was terrible. I mean, especially for wrestlers, they typically have a kyphotic posture, you know, what, slumped shoulder posture because of all the anterior work they do. You know, they're always pushing and pulling in front But they never do any like upper back work, so their posture is horrible. So what I did was I brought him in, like I said, always starting the workout with our soft tissue work, activation stuff. Okay, so he had bad shoulders, he had bad posture. We started activating his upper back, started doing pull apart, push-ups plus, all kinds of stuff. Everything that's in the activation section of accelerated corrective strategy.
Hey, Jim, just quick. Is there any way you could turn your microphone up? A couple of the listeners say a little bit quiet.
Okay. Is that better? I must be. It was kind of slipping. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that sounds a little louder.
Yep. So what we did was we just started working on his upper back, and that was the activation. So like I said, it's an individual thing. You know, take a look in the mirror. What's slumping forward? You know, what's tight? What's restricted? Those are the things you want to work on in that activation section, and also, you know, really focus your soft tissue work on the things that are really restricted and tight, and our activation stuff is going to work on things that are inhibited. Okay, so, you know, just as an example, I always talk about, you know, sitting on your butt all day. Well, that means your glutes are inhibited because they're shut down. Okay, if your glutes are shut down, your hamstrings have to do all the work, and then you get hamstring pulls, you know, and different things like that. You have anterior pelvic tilt, different things like that. So we want to make sure we're activating our glutes, okay? So that's something that, you know, right off the bat, a key. I sit on the couch all day, I'm going to activate my glutes. That goes in the activation section. So it's an individual thing, okay? But I'm telling you why you need to do it, and you can make the decision for yourself. Even like I said, though, I do provide a 16-week workout that gets you started. I provide you with videos to show you me actually walking through the workout. But getting back to Mike, he just followed the program. You know, we brought him in. We worked on the compound movements, all the things to get him stronger. And like I said, he looked ripped up. Posture was bad. But also, he had no pressing power. He had no strength. And we had to work on, you know, just building a foundation. Lots of body weight stuff, you know, and progressing him to lifting weights because he had never really lifted any, you know, appreciable amount of weight. And as a side note, too, when lifting with compound movements, you have to understand that your core has to be braced, and that's something that I also talk about in combat core when you're doing the core training exercises, how to brace your core, because a lot of people, excuse me, are still under the misconception that you suck your abs in when you're doing any type of loaded exercise like squats or deadlifts or whatever, but AJ, you know, right, AJ's an elite powerlifter. What would happen if you had 1,000 pounds on your back and you're pulling your abs in?
I'd be sitting on the ground.
You'd be smashed on the ground, right? So I'll give you a little hint. Well, in combat core, what I do is I do a simple drill, especially with people who have never understood how to brace their abs. Is I take an elastic band. Some of you know, have jump stretch bands, but you can actually use exercise tubing, but you tie it around your waist, okay? Now, let's say we're using it for deadlift. You tie the band around your waist, and you push your abs out until the band becomes tight. Now, anytime throughout the movement, if the band drops or becomes loose, you know that you're not bracing your abs outward, okay? So that's like a little tip that you can do or a little drill to start grooving the pattern of bracing under tension. Now, why is that important? If I brace my abs out, my lower lumbar becomes very secure, becomes very tight, okay, because there's lateral hoop tendons on the rectus abdominis that wrap around and attach in the lower lumbar, okay? So everything is working together as a one kinetic chain, and bracing your abs out is very key to stabilizing your lower back and to lift any kind of weight and to be safe, you know, injury-free. So we worked on Mike's upper back. We worked on his nutrition. We worked on his bracing because, you know, obviously I want the highest impact. So I had him squatting. I had him doing bench press. I had him doing deadlifts, all those compound multi-joint exercises. Now, and like I said, he didn't have a lot of time. When I got him, he was heading into the season. So, you know, one, he's training every night, and he usually had a match on Saturday. So we had to have the highest impact in the shortest amount of time, and we had maybe 1 to 2 workouts a week. Now, after the season, we started working out 3 times a week, just like the AMD system is and no more, because I wanted to make sure that, well, one of the key pieces of any muscle building program is not only like the progressive overload, not only the nutrition, those two things that we talked about, but it's the recovery. Okay, so we had to make sure that because the lifting was so stressful, because lifting with compound movements is very stressful, we want to make sure we have full recovery. Okay, and that's why I laid out the AMD system that it's only 3 days a week, because I know, hey, you're working every day, right? You don't have 8 hours sleep. No one does. Especially, I have kids, so I know that I never get 8 hours sleep, and I know I work every day. So for me to get full recovery, I had to make sure that I'm not in the gym every day, and I don't want to be in the gym every day. Maybe when I was younger, I was in there maybe 4 or 5 times a week. But as I got older, my time becomes very limited. You know, I have kids, I work every day, so I want to make sure that I'm getting full recovery between my workouts, because when I do work out, I want to be able to hit it with the greatest intensity I can, because I know that, you know, I'm only in there 30 minutes, and I don't have to hold anything or hold anything in the tank. You know, if I go into a workout and I'm like, man, I got to be in here an hour and a half, 2 hours, do, you know, 20 sets of arms or whatever, you know, whatever, you're not going to give 100% when you first start. But if you know you have 30 minutes in the gym, I'm going to do step one, step two, it's all laid out for you, and you know exactly what to do, you can go in there and kill it for half an hour and get out. So yeah, that's basically what we did with Mike.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he gained, it was 16 pounds in 16 weeks, just looking at the thing. And, you know, I think, you know, what you said and what's important is, you know, he worked out before, and, you know, the other people you've worked with, a lot of them have worked out before. It's not that they lack effort. It's not that they aren't putting in the hours. It's just that they don't have a system to follow it. They're missing key components. And, you know, they might be in the gym for, you know, an hour, 2 hours, but they're not doing the things they need. And, you know, it's a lot of time to be wasting. And, you know, this is just a straight up, like, here's what you do. Here's how you get it done. Here are your results, you know. And so if anyone's out there looking for a program that's just basically, you know, boom, here's everything you could possibly need, you know, and saying that, you know, if you listen and you're like, well, I don't just want to gain muscle, you know, you got a fat loss manual you've thrown in there, and you have the strength one. You know, it's a lot more than just muscle mass, right?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, like I said, I've been writing this thing for over a year, and the stuff I put in there has been gathered over many years. So I knew that when I put this out, if it was only a muscle building program, then I would have people saying, well, you know, I'm really out of shape. And, you know, there's two sides of the scale, right? There's a smaller guy who wants to gain mass, but there's other guys that, like, hey, I want to lose fat and gain mass, okay? So what I did was, before I released it, I said I thought about those two things. I wanted to make sure that fat loss component was in there. So I created a fourth manual as a supplement to the AMD system. It's Accelerated Fat Loss Strategy. And what that is it gives you 5 different options, okay, to do to accelerate your fat loss. I mean, these are high-impact, accelerated workouts. Say, well, here's my main muscle-building workout. I want to do my fat loss workout right after that. And like I presented it to Mike Robertson, and the way I had it laid out was I had it initially as, well, here's your 3 AMD workouts. In between, you can put in some fat loss workouts. And he said, man, that's so much volume, and these fat loss strategies are so short. Why don't we put them after the main workout? Because otherwise, you'll be working out, you know, 5 days a week, which is totally against, you know, what the whole system is comprised of. And I said, oh, okay, well, let me make these fat loss strategies high impact. Get them; they can be done right after your main workout and get them out. Because the cool thing about depending on the intensity of your fat loss strategy, it jacks your metabolism. Alan Cosgrove has pulled up scientific studies all about this, and I actually put those in the fat loss manual. But it jacks your metabolism up to 38 hours after the main workout. So if I do, if you see, you know, a lot of guys do their muscle building workout and then they go and they walk on the treadmill, that steady state cardio might burn a few calories while you're actually doing it. Okay, if I'm on the treadmill 10 minutes, I'm burning calories for 10 minutes, but it doesn't do anything for your metabolism after the workout. Now, if you go in there and do intervals where you do a high-intensity sprint on the treadmill followed by a jog and then repeat it for a certain length of time, that's going to jack your metabolism, like I said, up to 38 hours after the workout. So you're still burning calories when you're off the treadmill and you're out of the gym. Okay, so the fat loss manual is definitely something that I wanted to make sure I included in the package because I knew that, you know, there are a lot of guys and out there that, you know, aren't the small guy. You know, there's a bigger guy and they want to kind of lose weight while they're, you know, starting to build a strength and muscle foundation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you also included a strength manual, too, for people to transition into once they've done the 16 weeks. Is that right?
What was that now?
You got a strength manual in there as well.
What I did was I have 12 weeks of workouts and then the 4 more weeks of strength and power. I said, well, okay, well, we laid the foundation these first 12 weeks. Now I want to start building some power, you know, with the workouts. So I picked it up and worked on more explosive movements on those last 4 weeks. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You basically transition and, you know, teaching people, you know, build the muscle, then get it strong. Build the muscle, then get it strong, which is, you know, something in our workouts, you know, we do a lot. That's, you know, we do a lot of, you know, contrary to what people think, powerlifters, we do a lot of bodybuilding. And, you know, this is, you know, this is, you know, the system you've laid out, you know, is you know, you're going to be big and you're going to be strong and you're going to be cut. You know, you can't have everything. Like, it's kind of the ultimate system, so to speak. You know, you haven't really left any stone unturned. You got, you know, the mass building meal plans, a bunch of bonuses that come with it. I mean, it's really loaded up. And then I know you have 2 secret bonuses as well that they get access to once they log in. So, I mean, it's great. It's like, you know, I said, you know, you've been a friend a long time, and, you know, if it was crap, I'd tell you straight up. You know, it's not like we just have we're friends and that kind of thing. And so,
right.
I mean, I've been blown away by it. And, you know, I think Alan Cosgrove said when your core combat system came along, you know, a while back, he said, you know, it's one of those manuals that comes along and blows everything else out the water, you know, sets the standard to new height. And I feel like this does that again, you know.
Wow.
This takes the muscle building to a new height, you know. And other people are going to have to step up their game because, you know, it truly is, you know, something that isn't out there, you know. And the great thing is if people have purchased other programs, I mean, this is only going to, you know, take what they have and go a step further for them as well, you know. So, you know, it's not just a beginner program. It's for everyone.
Right, exactly. And just as a side note, you know, I really respect Cosgrove and everything. He's a mentor of mine and you as well. I mean, every time I come to see you, I learn something new. So just the feedback from people I respect, man, means the world. So I appreciate it. And like I said, I always try to over-deliver, and I would never put anything out there that's junk. So as you stated, the cool thing is if you have other programs or anything that you're working on, you can take the AMD system and say, hey, well, here's the main program that I got, but I know now that, hey, I got to start my workouts with these 3 components, and I got to end with this. So you can plug the AMD system into anything you're doing and just understand now, hey, these are the essential components of a strength program, and if they're not in there, I know now where they go, and I know what to put in there. You know what I mean? So you can use the system with any other program that you're currently on. So that's a good point. I had never thought about that.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, you can take it, what you have, and build around it. You know, you can use the different sections in different places, you know, depending on, you know, what you're doing, what your goal is, you know.
Sure.
And so, I mean, it's really, you know, it's really more than just one thing. I mean, it's, you know, in essence, it's three sections that are really, you know, I don't know, it's something like 10 manuals in total, because you have, you know, the different things in each one. It's just loaded. Like, it's going to take people a week just to read through everything they get. I mean, they can get started right away, but, I mean, all the bonuses and everything like that, it's going to take, you know, it's take a long time to get through. But
what I did do, and I knew that it might seem overwhelming, even though it's a very simple and basic system. So there's two things I did. One, I color-coded everything, and I said, hey, here's the model. Everything's color-coded. Each manual is color-coded, and you can see how it fits directly into the model. But also what I did was I created a quick reference guide that says, okay, well, before I read anything, let me read this, and let me go through it. And I put in the thing is huge. For each manual, there's tons of exercises, and I have the exercise index in the quick reference guide for each manual. And what I wanted to do with that was, when you print it out, you'll have it in your three-ring binder, and it'll be all right there, and then you can just take, here's the exercise I want to take out of here, put them in here, and you're ready to go. So it gives you, the quick reference guide sort of allows you to hit the ground running and tells you what essential things, what pages you should read right away, so that, you know, you can start, you know, tomorrow if you wanted to, just, you know, implementing the system.
Great. Let's get into some of the questions. There's a couple that have come through here. If anyone's listening that has questions, type them in, and we'll you know, if they're appropriate, we'll do our best to answer them. But we've talked a little bit about this when we spoke about the program before it was released here. But Ed is asking, basically, let's say someone who is training for his raw bench press competition. And he's been, you know, he's been using the website system, our system. How could he take, you know, your program? You know, what would you recommend to him to incorporate basically into, you know, his bench press competition training cycle?
Ed, thanks for the question, buddy. I really appreciate it. First thing I tell Ed to do is, excuse me, I've been talking without a drink here for a while, but go out on the Accelerated Muscular Development site. And at the bottom, you'll see a whole bunch of free articles. There's a free articles link. And what I did was I just want to overload you with, like, all these free resources just so you can, like, you know, really feel comfortable with the information. If you'd like the articles, that's great. You know, you don't have to buy the system. They're all there for you. I want you to use them as your reference and just, you know, just learn. You know, I'm here to teach you. Ed, go out there under the free articles, and there's a how to bench press how to bench press article. And when you go in there, it lists all the key points to, you know, setting up on the bench and different things like that. And I provide you with like a 10-minute video, a YouTube video where you can watch and show how to set up on the bench, you know, the leg drive, how to row the weight and, you know, row the weight down to your chest. A lot of people think that, you know, you have to relax and let the weight drop. No, you stay real tight and row the weight down and different key points like that. Go out and watch that video and read that article. It'll take you, like I said, 10 minutes for the video and maybe 2 minutes to read the article. The second thing I'd say is, yeah, I think AMD is perfect for you because what you can do is continue doing your West Side protocol. You know, your heavy, light, heavy, fast. You know, I don't know if you're doing repetitive effort or dynamic on your second day, but continue doing your West Side. But this is going to give you what to do before you even hit the rack. Remember what I said, it tells you, as soon as you're walking off the street, hit your soft tissue, mobilize and activate, then get into your bench. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be huge dividends paid for your tricep strength, your lockout power, if you start opening up that upper back. Okay, so AMD would fit right into that, just for not only rehab and keeping everything balanced in your shoulders and your back and your chest, but also warming up before you even hit the rack. So if you go to your competition, you know, you're going to have your bands there, you can hit your pull apart, you know, you can do your push-up plus, you can have your foam roller, start doing your soft tissue, and then you start your warm-up. You're ready to go, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about that. I agree, you know, the stuff that you have, you know, especially before and after. It just blends well. And, you know, like I said, I've been doing the warm-ups, the mobility, the activation work for, you know, a while now. And this is the simplest, easiest thing I've seen that really is aimed at getting stronger, getting bigger.
Right.
Over, you know, the other ones try to hit every market there is, you know, and you know, stay-at-home people who don't work, you know, who don't get off the couch, people who, you know, work out all the time. And you kind of have to try to figure out what to do. And this is just boom to the point.
Right.
So I think Ed, you know, like somebody said, that article, you know, he did a video with it. It's awesome. Go check it out. And if you want to get to the AMD site, there's a link right there on the page, at the bottom of the page here. Click that, it'll take you through. Like I said, scroll to the bottom to the articles. Anyone who's interested in AMD can do the same thing. Click the link and just read through. You know, read everything, so you really get understand what the whole program is and what it involves. Next question here: is this program only for men, or can women use it too? And that was from Selena. So, Smitty, what's your answer?
Well, the way I marketed it was for men, but without a doubt, women can use it. I mean, there's tons of women bodybuilders out there, strength athletes, you know, for sport or powerlifting or, you know, Olympic weightlifting. It's for anyone. And the way I wrote it obviously was for men, but like I said, what I did was provide the basics for any good strength program, okay? So it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You should be hitting these steps. Step one, step two, step three, workout. You know what I mean? And then move into the core stuff and rehab. And it's the basics to any good program. So, yes, without a doubt, it could be for men and women.
Yeah, I think, you know, it looks pretty hardcore, but, you know, like you said, it has the basics. It has everything, you know, and certainly, you know, we've talked a lot, you know, over the years about should men and women train differently. They don't in my gym. I know they don't in your gym. So I just thought that was a great question. Let me look at the next question here. Bill was asking about tennis elbow. He has an injury and, you know, he hasn't been out doing any upper body workouts. And he's wondered, like, you know, what some ideas about working around that or solving the problem, and how could AMD help that?
Well, I definitely would say not work around it in the sense that we ignore it and try to do exercises that, you know, feel okay to us. I would definitely I'm more of a aggressive rehab guy. I don't like to let things sit, because if they sit, they become immobile. So if we kind of threw your arm in a sling and just had to do certain things that felt okay, like, it's not going to get better. So I would say a lot of the things that I've done for elbow rehab have worked awesome. And the first thing I get anybody to do is just start working their upper back with soft tissue. So foam rolling the crap out of your upper back, okay, because that stuff becomes distended. Like I said, a kyphotic posture, I said that before, that just basically means everything is slumped forward. And that's just from large rep or high volume short repetition movement. So if I'm always moving the mouse out here, working the Xbox controller, you know, that's high repetition over and over and over with a short range of motion. So that's gonna weaken our upper back and distend our shoulders for it. So we want to work on the soft tissue of our upper back. Okay, that's first thing. We always do that. The second thing is you can grab a lacrosse ball or a tennis ball and just start doing some trigger point stuff up and down your arm. On your brachioradialis, your forearm, your bicep, your tricep, you know, just start pinpointing certain points and just rolling it with a tennis ball. Okay, so that's another technique for soft tissue, but more direct, because the implement you're using is smaller and you can get more direct application. Now, the next thing I do for tennis elbow is I start doing rotation. Supination is where your palm is up, and pronation is where your hand is down. And the way you can remember that is if you have your hand up with your palm up, it looks like you're carrying a soup bowl. You can remember that, supination. And pronation is like where you pour it out, okay? So you pour the bowl out. So supination and pronation back and forth with a sledgehammer. Now, the reason that works is because it puts torque on the elbow, okay? And what you do is you keep your hand close to the weighted head of the sledgehammer, and you go back and forth, back, and you do high-volume repetitions with that. And as you get stronger, you move your hand further and further down away from the weight, so you have more torque. There's a longer moment arm for the lever, so you back and forth, back and forth. And the way I like to do it is I keep my arm at a 90-degree angle, and if I'm in a seated position, I have it just resting on my quad. Okay, I have it resting on my leg, and I go back and forth, back and forth. If you don't have a sledgehammer and you're at the gym, I'd recommend using a cage pin. Just grab a cage pin and doing it. The same thing, supination, pronation, high volume. And if you can, the last thing I'd recommend for tennis elbow, well, I could go on all day, but I'll say two more things, actually. Contrast bath. Okay, get a 5-gallon bucket, fill one with really hot water and one with ice water, and just dunk your arm in there, okay, and just do extensors. Open your hand up, open your fingers up under the water while your elbow's submerged too, and move it back and forth in the hot water and cold water and go back and forth and just work on extensors. You can also take that water out and put rice in a bucket, rice digs and rice extensors. That's basically like you put like a 20-pound bag of rice in a 5-gallon bucket and you just plunge your hand in and you just extend your fingers out. Plunge your hand in, extend your fingers out. Just working that extensor work because, like I said, a lot of people develop symptomatic, you know, tendonitis or tendinosis in their elbow just because their musculature is not balanced, okay? They do a lot of grip work, okay, but they never do extensor work. And now extensor work is very key and vital to creating a balance, okay, in your overall musculature because when there's an imbalance, that's when you start having issues. Okay, so those things I would recommend for tennis elbow.
Oh, that's great. injuries suck and you know, you've done a lot of videos before on injury, and I've had a couple of people who have contacted me on the Q&A on Elite. I just send them straight to the video, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you go out to my YouTube channel, if you go to youtube.com/ Smitty Diesel, you'll find a sledgehammer rotation video out there. I have all my athletes do that if they have any type of elbow issue. And a lot of people get elbow issues, too, like AJ can attest to this from, doing squats. You know, they just have, like, immobility in their shoulders, and they have, like, a lot of compression stuff on their elbows when they unrack a squat weight, especially when you start getting heavier. And you can develop some issues there, too. So you want to definitely work on your soft tissue and just work on some rotations and, you know, some contrast baths.
Yeah, you touched on a lot of great stuff there. That you can use back and forth. I know it's Memorial Day, and you know, it's pretty nice here and nice there. I'm sure the listeners are wanting to get out and enjoy the rest of the day. So I'm gonna bring it to an end here. You're giving away a bunch of information, you know, whether people pick up the program or not. I think they will get a lot out of this. And so, again, if people want to look at the program, you can click the link on the page there. There'll be a replay of this, and I'll post it on my lead account on Twitter, Facebook. If you guys follow me, I'll send it over to Smitty. I'll post it on the blog, too. Smitty, I guess I'll see you in a couple of days in New Jersey, buddy.
Yes, sir. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. One, to AJ for putting this on, and two, everyone else, man. I really appreciate it. It's Memorial Day. You came and you listened to me, and, man, it makes me feel really good, and I'm very, very humbled. So I appreciate it. And if you don't pick up AMD, please go to the site anyway through the link on the page, and there's tons of free articles I put on there just for you guys. And anybody who wants to come to the site, just go out there and also go through the YouTube pages. It's all free. It's all for you guys. So.
Thanks, everyone. Like Tony said, really do appreciate everyone taking time out to listen to us today. I'll put the replay up ASAP, and we'll talk to everyone again real soon here. So over and out.